Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. More than 100,000 small businesses in America closed permanently in 2020, according to a Yelp Local Economic Impact Report. And data collected by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York show that Black-owned businesses have been more than twice as likely to close as white-owned businesses. Now, still in the throes of a pandemic and facing numbers like those, what keeps the entrepreneurial spirit going? A new program called Boost for Black-owned and occupied storefront tenancy is hoping to fuel that spirit. It aims to provide resources and support for African-American business owners and infuse life and commerce into downtown Baltimore. Here to tell us about it is Shalonda Stokes, president of Baltimore Downtown Partnership and CEO of the Downtown Management Authority, the city's oldest and largest business improvement district. Stokes is also the recipient of more than 85 community and professional awards, including recognition by the Governor's Office of Minority Affairs as one of Maryland's most influential people, and by the Daily Record as one of the top 100 women and a rising star in the advertising industry. Welcome to the show, Shalonda.
Thank you so much for having me.
Also with us is Dalali Zaraza. He's founder and CEO of Fearless, a technology firm in Baltimore with a mission to create software with a soul. He also founded and co-chairs Hack Baltimore and Hutch, an intensive program that helps entrepreneurs build successful digital service firms. Welcome, Dalali.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Shalonda, first tell us briefly about the Downtown Partnership.
Thank you so much. And as you mentioned, I have two titles because we're actually two organizations. The first is the Downtown Partnership of Baltimore, and that is your connection that's to everything happening in Maryland's largest business center and cultural district. We are one of the fastest growing neighborhoods, I might add, but we do within Downtown Partnership create marketing, promotions, innovative, exciting things like the monument lighting and restaurant week and all of those other things that help make downtown and keep it vibrant. The other hat that I wear is the Downtown Management Authority, and that is a benefits district. It's 106 blocks for which we are responsible for keeping that area clean, safe, and thriving as well. And so you will see many of our team members out in their colorful uniforms, making sure that we're sweeping the streets and we're helping our tourists and neighbors really get to what they need. So I'm wearing two hats today here.
Where did the idea for the Boost program come from?
If I tell you, it came up in a dream. No, part of what was exciting about how the Boost program came about, if you think about the mission of the organization, we recognized with COVID the increasing amount of vacancy that was in downtown Baltimore, among other places. But with vacancy, we know there is sort of the morale of what people start to see. We know that there is sometimes the perception that the area may not be as safe and all of those things. So from the business side of it, we saw the need to really help figure out how we create a program to fill that vacancy. At the same time as the pandemic that we were dealing with COVID, we were layered on with the other pandemic, right? That was social injustice, dealing with a lot that was happening with structural racism. And so at Downtown Partnership, for us, it was how do we, you know, fill the need, fill that void, and also be very intentional about our commitment to Black businesses. And in looking at and marrying the two, Boost was created. It was, let us talk with our property owners about supporting businesses in those spaces, and let's make sure we're very deliberate about who's going into those spaces with the goal of making our downtown reflective of the demographics of our city.
Dalali Zaraza, you're coming into this with a long, successful history of entrepreneurial experience. Tell us briefly about your business, Fearless.
We are a digital services firm. You know, you mentioned our mission to build software with the soul, and I'll kind of tack on our vision as well, which is, you know, to create a world where good software powers things that matter. And when you think about that, typically you think about, oh, tech, I get tech. I've got a phone probably and lots of apps and amazing things that work. And amazing, right? None of those things require some sort of complex user manual. But when you think about things that we consider to really, really matter in the grand scheme of things, you're talking about education and healthcare and whether it be social justice and so many of these like really meaty issues, it's not the same technology that often powers those worlds in the public sector. And so we really exist to figure out how do we support in that space to make sure technology is really working for the people.
How did you get involved with Boost? And what is your role in Boost?
So I am two reasons. So I'm a fan of the Downtown Partnership. Our business is located here. I'm a resident of downtown as well, and I'm a fan of Shalonda Suks. And so those two made the conversation really, really easy to even want to listen to more. But in hearing about what Shalonda and Downtown Partnership was working on with Boost to track more Black-owned businesses to the downtown sector, we were all over it. When you think about the kind of impact that we feel like we've been able to make and what we're looking to continue to make downtown. How we've been able to do that was by getting a little assistance from Downtown Partnership. And so they provided us with a grant when we moved to recruit us into downtown Baltimore. And it's been a tremendous ride. And so our ability to support other businesses the same way that in which we've been supported and received in Baltimore was a bit of a dream and really a way for us to pay it forward and connect that dot.
Shalonda, quickly, some more details about Boost. Who can apply?
So this program is open to minority businesses, but there are some stipulations that we really want to make sure that they're following, because this is not for the business that just has an idea. We really want to make sure that we're able to help businesses scale in the process. And so we're looking for businesses who have been in existence for at least 1 year. They need to be in good standing and all of those things with the state. We want to have a business that is fit for downtown. We recognize that we're encouraging people to come into a retail environment. And so it needs to be an environment where they will thrive in that. We're looking for businesses that have originality in their ideas, because just like we want them to be successful, we want to make sure that we are welcoming them to the 40,000 residents that live down here and have some, a built-in customer base along the way.
What do winning applicants receive?
Oh my God, that's the best part. Part of what they get. So they get a number of things. One, we've worked with property owners so that they get an affordable lease in selected storefronts and beautiful storefronts right in downtown Baltimore. In addition to that, they get up to $50,000, and that's in build out grants, facade improvement, and operating expenses. They get, we're forming them into a cohort. And this is a lot of what we're learning from the success of Dalali's company and the ones that he's been able to foster, but we wanna build a cohort around them that includes technical, legal, marketing, and accounting support. And then we also want to make sure that we're bringing in partners to help with the licensing, the permitting, and other administrative assistance. At the end of the day, for us, this is not a check the box. It's building a support system around them to help ensure their success.
That's Shalonda Stokes, president of the Baltimore Downtown Partnership. On the record on WYPR, I'm Sheila Cast. Also with us, Dalali Zaraza, CEO and founder of the technology firm Fearless. We're talking about Boost, a new program to match Black-owned businesses with vacant storefronts and with additional resources to grow their businesses. Dalali, I have to ask, what is the emphasis on brick-and-mortar storefronts when so many businesses have had to close over the past year? I mean, talk about the timing of this.
Yeah, so the timing is interesting. We're obviously in a pandemic, hopefully on the tail end of it, where we will move into kind of a new world. I use that term intentionally, because I don't think we're going back to where we started. I think there will be a new reality. But that being said, I mean, people being able to connect, people being able to physically go to a place, it's there are things that we've missed about being able to do within COVID. And so we do certainly think that there is an ability to capture that space as we people begin to head back into offices, head back into commerce and restaurants and all sorts of other things. And so that provides an important part of, I think, of the puzzle.
But Shalonda, some listeners might think, well, I thought what we've learned over the last year is how powerful online commerce can be. So why the emphasis on brick and mortar?
There are some businesses that will absolutely thrive in an only e-commerce space. There are others that need and require the personal touch, right? And as we look to build this program, we're looking to curate it with businesses that really can come in here and thrive because there's a customer base that's waiting for them. And this isn't an only retail piece. We want to make sure even for them that we're also building out their e-commerce. So this isn't an or for us, it's an and. And it's at a time where we know the impact of what having those type businesses will do for downtown and what having access to 40,000 residents and, you know, 100,000+ businesses when they come down will do for those businesses as well.
And where are these vacant storefronts located?
So part of what we did was curated them all throughout downtown so that we could make sure that depending on their type, you could get a mix of kind of whatever you wanted. And so we have some that are up in the area that we call Bromo, which are on, we have some on Howard Street that are in there. We have some that are on Charles Street in that neighborhood, some on Calvert. And we have some new additions that may even be on Baltimore Street. So the goal was to find some, no matter what type business you are, there would be a property that could fit. If you're a restaurant, we have some that are already built out to fit that. If you only need a small, you know, 1,000-2,000 foot square space that's an open shell, we have that kind as well. So it was giving a mix of diversity, not only through locations throughout the district, but also in type of business based on what they may need.
Dilali, at its kickoff press conference, you said Boost was not only an opportunity to provide support to African-American business owners, but also a responsibility. Talk about that.
I'd mentioned, you know, Fearless is here in Baltimore largely because of the downtown partnership. And so for us, you know, when we have gotten opportunity to support other Black-owned businesses and expanding and growing in downtown, for us to like not jump in with both feet, I think wasn't a really responsible stance for us. And so it's something that we felt 100% compelled to do, that we had to do. And I think for so long, many people have looked at, you know, Black businesses and where it becomes, oh, let's give back and, oh, we've got to support, instead of looking at them as, you know, these are viable businesses, right, that can drive revenue and they can scale and, you know, ripe for investment and ripe for growth. And so all of those things really made sense for us. And being able to, you know, lend a bit of our platform and a bit of our success to others that hopefully we'll grow and do, you know, much more and much better than we ever did as Fearless is something that we couldn't turn our back on.
Shalonda, you're still taking applications?
We are taking applications. We're taking applications through March 10th on this. And our team is really standing by for people who have questions about it, want to get in it. Based on our timeline, we really would love to be able to identify those businesses by late April. Them with the goal of really helping them get into the space by the fourth quarter of this year.
Dilali, what are your greatest hopes for Boost?
Yeah, my greatest hopes for Boost are that, you know, the initial cohort of companies that come in, they all do great, great, great things, and they inspire another generation of great businesses that inspire another generation of great businesses, and we can all kind of support each other and grow. And so the hope is that this is just the beginning of a set of ripples that will happen throughout downtown, and it grows in a very exponential way, and in a way that everyone benefits. The businesses will benefit, downtown will benefit, all of Baltimore, the state will benefit as a result, and people might look at this model and figure out how to replicate it in other places.
Shalonda, how would you summarize your greatest hope for Boost?
Fearless. I think that what we have on here with Dilali as the presenting sponsor of this is an example of what we want to replicate. A company who came here, 12 years ago and has grew the company to unbelievable numbers, to have an organization, to have our Black businesses come here and be able to scale, to have over 100,000 employees, that's a win. We want organizations that are going to contribute to downtown, organizations that are going to thrive and employ other people in here, that's a win. And that's what we're looking for.
Dilali, I really am grateful to you for telling us about Boost and for what you're doing. Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much for having us. We're really excited about this.
Dilali Daraza is CEO of Fearless, a full-stack digital services firm in Baltimore. and co-chair of Hack Baltimore and Hutch. He started all of them. We need to take a quick break. Shalonda Stokes, president of the Baltimore Downtown Partnership and CEO of the Downtown Management Authority, is staying with us. We're talking about Boost. It stands for Black-owned and occupied storefront tenancy and offers support to Black-owned businesses and draws them to vacant spaces downtown. We have a link to more information and how to apply at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. After the break, we'll hear from the owner of Style Haven, a boutique in downtown Baltimore, about her business experience. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We've been talking about Boost, a program newly announced by the Baltimore Downtown Partnership. It assists Black-owned businesses by providing financial, marketing, and technical resources, as well as matching them with a vacant storefront space downtown. Shalonda Stokes is with us, president of the Baltimore Downtown Partnership and CEO of the Downtown Management Authority. And joining us now is Tanisha Taliaferro, owner of Style Haven Boutique in downtown Baltimore. We're catching her in her store. Welcome to the show, Tanisha.
Thank you so much.
Tanisha, you opened your business without the help of Boost because it didn't exist yet. Tell us about Style Haven and where it's located.
Style Haven is a women's boutique located right downtown on the heart of Baltimore City. It's on the corner of Mulberry Street at 327 Park Avenue. We cater to all sizes, even up through plus sizes. My motto at Style Haven is not the ordinary, because I try to find, you know, different pieces, eclectic pieces that, you know, that would be rare finds, something you would find trendy, fashionable, at the boutique that you wouldn't find anywhere else. So our motto here is not the ordinary. We also have lingerie. We have things if you want gift ideas. We carry like slippers, hats, scarves, things of that nature. So we have a wide variety of items that you could pick up.
You opened in October last year, smack in the middle, or I hope it was the middle, of the pandemic. What went into that decision?
Initially, I always wanted to open up a storefront, but it definitely wasn't planned during that time. But I used to do background investigations, and due to the pandemic, the work began to slow up. And then in August, the end of August, my contract that I had was canceled due to the pandemic. So it forced me to, you know, just rethink, you know, what I was going to do going forward, how was I was going to keep revenue and money coming into the house to assist my husband, you know, while we were in the pandemic. So it kind of pushed me into opening up the boutique. So I took part of money that from my pension, my 401k, and that's how I opened up the store.
But you had an online business, right? So why did you want to have a physical space that would require a lot more expense?
I knew that it would definitely require a lot more expense, but I knew that I was able to bring in more revenue. A lot of times people are tangible, you know, they want to see, feel, you know, try it on, you know, what they're purchasing, as opposed to just seeing it online and then having to return it for whatever reason or another. It would also give me the opportunity to really connect with my customers. I had a client base online that, you know, was doing pretty well, but I knew I still wasn't reaching the number of people that I could actually reach with having an actual storefront. So it was always something that I wanted to do, but as guess the pandemic just gave me that extra push to really go out there and do it, to, you know, hope that it, you know, would be profitable. And so far it's proven to be great. It has exceeded my expectations. So I'm actually glad that I did it.
Shalonda, were there other people brave enough to open businesses downtown during the pandemic?
There are some that have been. I think part of what you're seeing in her story, though, is consistent with what we're hearing from people who are looking to apply to this program, right? They have a business. Many of them have been doing it online and they're looking at how do I take my business to the next level, especially businesses that benefit, you know, from that personal touch, from that one-on-one, from an increased, you know, base that they have access to. And so we're excited that she's downtown and looking forward to welcoming others.
That's Shalonda Stokes, president of the Baltimore Downtown Partnership, on the record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Also with us is Tanisha Taliaferro, who owns Style Haven Boutique on Park Avenue in downtown Baltimore. We're talking about growing commerce in the city. Tanisha, would having access to a program like Boost have enhanced your experience getting this business off the ground?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the program is going to be absolutely amazing for those who, you know, just like myself, was online and selling through social media outlet that actually want to open up a storefront. I would have loved to not have to use my pension, but to have that financial backing, to have someone there, you know, to help with marketing and guide you along the way with the financial literacy that they're going to give is definitely going to be an awesome opportunity for anyone that is able to take advantage of that program.
Shalonda, you've also been a business owner of a media production company, which you stepped away from in your role leading the Downtown Partnership. From where you stand, what is your advice to someone who's thinking of starting a business?
When you think about owning your own business and what it takes, as you mentioned, I grew Grebo for over 20 years. And part of what I know, and it's a part of what we're hearing consistently, is starting it off the right way with the right amount of capital and support is so important. And while, you know, people are leaning on, I think, providing interest in this program because of the money, when you talk about $50,000, the advice that I have to offer from my experience is the cohort, the technical, the marketing, the legal, all of those things that you generally don't have as a first generation business owner end up being far more valuable. You know, when we designed the program, we did it modeling it after other programs and figuring out from those what worked and what didn't, talking with business owners about what were some of those other needs, and leveraging my personal experience, to your point, and helping make sure that we could do something that was as comprehensive as possible.
Tanisha, what about you? As a newer business owner and an African-American in particular, what's your advice?
My advice is, you know, I just want to piggyback on everything that Shalonda just said, because all of those points are very, very important. And, you know, when you get the funds or, you know, the grants or the loan money, whatever you receive, just make sure that we're using it properly. Make sure we also have that, you know, cushion to be able to be a long lasting business. You know, I hate to see businesses open up and then maybe a year later you drive past or go past and they're no longer there. We want to make sure that we are able to sustain, you know, in the business. You know, I also want to just, you know, put out there with the businesses. I know a lot of times we, like me, Style Haven, you know, Women's Boutique, but I'm doing different things to try to draw people to my store, let them know that I am here. You know, I'm starting I have a book club that I'm going to be hosting here at the boutique that'll start in March. Again, that's just, you know, just trying to be creative and, you know, always drawing attention to have people know that, you know, say, hey, I'm here, you know, come support me, you know, whatever it is, you know, just reinventing myself. Don't be scared to step outside of the box as that business owner to keep your business thriving.
Yeah, I see on your website that the first episode of your book club is already filled up, right?
Yes, it is. And I'm super excited because it's just something different. You know, we all like to read. And, you know, so I said, you know what, I'm going to start this book club. And I put it out there on social media because I want to have a mix of people, not just my friends, people that I don't know as well. And I got great feedback from it. Of course, I was only taking a certain number of people due to my space here. And got great response. And I'm definitely looking forward to starting that. So again, that's just something different. I'm hosting it at the store. So, you know, hopefully they'll come back and then shop with me as well.
Well, I'm grateful to you both for telling us about this. And Tanisha, congratulations on getting such a strong start to your business. Thank you both.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much.
Tanisha Taliaferro owns Style Haven Boutique on Park Avenue in downtown Baltimore. Shalonda Stokes is president of the Baltimore Downtown Partnership. We've been talking about growing commerce downtown and the new Boost program that specifically assists Black-owned businesses. We have a link to more information about it and to Style Haven Boutique's Instagram page to see her latest offerings at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Very glad you're with us. Join us again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.